Log Talk Radio.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes.
Police brutality and murder during that time, or
because they refuse to be narcotized. Family, I can go on and on about the injustices committed by the Europeans upon the indigenous people of the earth. They know who and what they are. Hillary Clinton is no better. She lies out of both sides of her mouth. She asked the mayor to confront Donald Trump over his woman life and disrespect the women. While Bill Clinton, her husband, that I made the horrible mistake in my woman life, not supporting Barack Obama. Let's take a few calls right now. The Green Party comprises grassroots activists, environmentalists, advocates for social justice, nonviolent resistors, and regular citizens who have had enough of corporate dominant policy. But now the United States of America have legitimate claims to reparations, including monetary compensation for centuries of human rights violations, including the transatlantic slave trade, now recognized by the United Nations as a crime against humanity, as our nation has done in the past with respect to the Choctaw, the Lakota, the Lamboots, and most recently the Japanese Americans and the European Jewish community. Reparations are now due to address the debt still owed to the descendants of enslaved Africans. The platform of the Green Party of the United States. We cannot run for political office as a Green Party candidate without agreeing to these tenets of the party. People from all walks of life have gravitated to the Green Party for all these reasons. Dr. Jill Stein, the presidential candidate of the Green Party of the United States, she holds the current record for most votes ever received by a woman candidate for president of the United States in the general election. She thinks Human Rights Network from July 2004 until June 2011. The United States Human Rights Network was the first domestic human rights formation in the United States explicitly committed to the application of international human rights standards to the United States. Under Barack Obama, the network grew from a core membership of 60 organizations to more than 300 United States-based member organizations and 1,500 individual members who work on the full spectrum of human rights concerning the United States. Parker has appeared on and been covered in a wide range of print, broadcast, and digital media outlets, such as CNN, BBC, The Tavis Smiley Show, Telemundo, ABC World News Tonight, Black Commentator, Russia Today, The Washington Post, and the New York Times. He's also a contributor writer for various publications, including the Black Commentator, Common Dream, Van Balzaka, Distant Boy. He's an associate fellow at the Institute for Public Consciousness Being. And so she did. So on next Tuesday, if you're voting in the state of Georgia, you are to write in the Green Party candidate, Jill Stein, for the president. Hopefully, in the next election, you humbly offer our thanks for the many blessings you have given. We extend our love to its ultimate state of being for the suffering that you have endured so that we may not suffer. Mother of our great African nation, father of our African selves, we invoke you to further lead and guide us to a higher understanding of our true greatness and a more encompassing